Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stelzer sharing with you this week. This week, I have picked a theme or a topic on the Holy of Holies, or I will jump back between the Holy of Holies, back and forth to the throne room of God. At times, you may hear me referring to the Holy of Holies back when the Aaron was asked to go into the tabernacle to make a sacrifice for the children of Israel. And he would go into the tabernacle and go back to the back room, back in where the Holy of Holies, where the ark was. And that was where God would come down into a little cloud and would meet Aaron back in there. And he also, Aaron could not have any sin if he came into the Holy of Holies. If anyone that went back into the Holy of Holies had sin, the Lord would immediately smite them. And I'd like to, as we reflect on some of that this week, like I said, you may hear me refer to the Holy of Holies at one time, and then refer again to the throne room of God. Well, I explained briefly yesterday the procedure of going into the Holy of Holies, how they were not allowed to have sin, and I'd like to today just look a little bit at who should come into the Holy of Holies. We are talking about we're talking to the believers during this topic. We're not referring to the unbelievers, because for number one, if the unbeliever would have came into the Holy of Holies, he would immediately been smitten. He would immediately died, and that would have been the end of him. But as we think about coming to the throne room of God, it's not exactly that way. When we talk about coming to the throne room of God, we mean having an honest moment with the Lord. If someone says that they had a wonderful time of prayer and it just felt like they entered the throne room of God, it means that they were honest with God. When I want to separate this between the believer and the unbeliever knows he has sinned. He knows he is not ready to come before God, but when he is ready to be converted, he will cry out to God. But that could also be a type of coming into the throne room of God. But what I'd like to refer as we go through this teaching is being honest with God. Because if we would have been asked to, it would have been the high priest coming into the Holy of Holies, and we knew we would have had sin, well, there we immediately knew that we were going to die if we come before the presence of God. So this teaching this week, I want to help us to realize that coming into the throne room of God means being honest. It means having that moment of honesty before God. In Romans 12, verse 1, it says, "I beseech ye therefore, brethren." Now, notice that. It says, brethren. Paul is speaking to the brethren. He's speaking to the believers. "By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." Holy. See there? We're presenting a sacrifice unto God, just like they did back in the where the high priest did in the Old Testament there in Leviticus. He presented this sacrifice to God, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we're talking about the believer. We're not talking about the unconverted soul that recognizes that he needs to be converted and he's walking in sin. Then it goes on to say, "And be not conformed to this world, that ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let me read verse 2 again. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So those are the ones that we, that is the type of person that is supposed to come before God. Today, I just want to touch on who should come into the throne room of God. It's that type of person. It's that type of person that has been born again, and he is beseeching the Lord. He recognizes that his body is a living sacrifice, and it should be holy and acceptable unto God. So when you come to the throne room of God, the type of person that should come in the throne room of God is a believer. It's someone that wants to be honest with God. And I feel it's very important that each one, that we as believers, I don't know if there's anything like once a day or if I should even put a time limit on or time frame on, but I do believe that we should have at least once a day that we should have that honest time with God. It's amazing to me as we see the world around us, people that confess to be believers. You meet them years down the road, and they have lost their testimony for Christ. And it makes me wonder what has happened, because the throne room of God has not changed. The Word has not changed. God is still God. He is still on His throne. So what has happened, and I believe what it is there is a lack of, in their heart, of recognizing their body as a holy sacrifice, a living sacrifice before God. But there's a lack of coming into the throne room of God. So I do feel it is very important to come into the throne room of God once a day and just be honest with God. If we're honest with God, that will keep us from wandering off into the world. That will keep us from, as it says there in Romans, about being conformed to this world. Then in 1 John, let's go to Luke 6:46. Here's another few verses that show who should come into the throne room of God. Luke 6:46, it says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them not, I will show you to whom he is like." And then he goes on to talk about the parable of laying your house foundation on a rock or on the sand. But it's those that call him Lord, Lord. It's those of us that recognize that he is our God. We want to be honest with him. We want to be honest with the Lord, and we want to each day know that we want to have that peace with God in our heart, and then enter the throne room. And if we have Christ in our heart, it's kind of like the high priest when he would go into the Holy of Holies. There was a process that he went through. There was a washing that they did. There was some other rituals that they did to make sure that he is clean before the Lord. And we need to do that. Before we enter that Holy of Holies, we need to repent of any sin that we have. We need to repent if we were angry today. We need to repent if we said a slanderous thing towards someone, a believer or an unbeliever. And then in 1 John 5, we'll start at verse 10. 1 John 5, verse 10. "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." Remember this today, we're talking about who should come into the throne room of God. Who should come into the Holy of Holies. So God has to witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So, Lord bless you. I hope that clears up that if you are a believer, it is your calling, and it is your rightful response to God. It is your rightful response that you have been converted. The Lord has saved your soul to come into his presence and seek him for his will. Have that, you know, as long as we are in that throne room of God, the Lord will listen to what we have to say. He will commune with us. He will sup with us. He will answer prayers. And I would just, it is my heart that we learn to come before his presence and have that honest moment with him. And that way we know if we're walking with him. We will know. We as Christians, if we come before the Lord, we will pretty soon know if we are clear with him. So, Lord bless you, and have a wonderful day.